tell you one very quick, for I know we're out of time, but one very, very short idea for the related to today's daf. Yesterday's daf, mem tes. The Gemara discusses a very interesting idea that in the bracha of the fourth bracha, Birchas Hamazon, we mention Hashem's name. We refer to Hashem as Melech three times, and the Gemara's question is why? Why do we have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech in the fourth bracha three times? So there are two answers. The first answer, we only really need to mention Hashem's Melech twice, because in the third bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, we mention David HaMelech, Malchus David. Once we mention the Malchus David, it's not proper, it's disrespectful not to mention that Hashem is also the Melech. If you're mentioning that there's something called Malchus of David, you have to also mention David. Hashem is the Melech. So let's mention Hashem is the Melech in the third bracha. The Gemara says it's also not respectful because you can't say Hashem is Melech in the same paragraph of mentioning that David is Melech. How can you compare the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malchus of David? So we'll compensate by mentioning Hashem is Melech in the fourth bracha a second time. The fourth bracha, we saw Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'olam, Malchus. Now, to compensate for this, that we did not mention Hashem is Melech in the third bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, we'll say Hakel Avinu Malkeinu. We'll mention that Hashem is Melech. Now, let's take a step back. Why don't we mention Hashem is Melech in general in bracha number 2 and 3? The Gemara says, because bracha number 2 and 3 are called a brachos hasmuchos l'chaverta. Whenever you have two brachos, and the second bracha is juxtaposed to bracha number 1, the malchus that's mentioned, bracha number 1, automatically goes to bracha number 2 and bracha the second bracha. Therefore, the first bracha, Birchas Hamazon, we say, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu. Let's work now with the opinion that Birchas Hamazon and Atara are only three brachos. Okay, there are three brachos in Birchas Hamazon. The first bracha is, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'olam, Hazon Es Ho'olam. We mentioned Malchus in bracha number 1. That mention of Malchus is good for bracha number 2 and bracha number 3. That's why in bracha number 2, no delecha, we don't mention Hashem is Melech. And likewise in bracha number 3, Rachem, we also do not mention Hashem is Melech. Because bracha number 2 and bracha number 3 are samuch, are juxtaposed to bracha number 1. The mention of Malchus number 1 covers bracha number 2 and bracha number 3. Now, so then we're finished. So why then are we mentioning Hashem is Melech again, bracha number 4? Well, bracha number 4 is a bracha midrabanan, so we mention Hashem is Melech, it's a new bracha. And like we explained, because since in bracha number 3 you mentioned that David is a Melech, you have to also mention Hashem is a Melech, but you can't mention Hashem is a Melech in the same bracha, because that's not respectful to equate the Malchus of Hashem to the Malchus of David. So we'll mention in bracha number 4. That's one answer. The Gemara gives another answer. And the answer is, really, there's no need to mention Hashem is Melech. Just because you mentioned David is Melech, there's no need to mention Hashem is Melech. The reason why we mention Hashem is Melech in bracha number 4 is because just because the bracha number 2 and number 3 is samach, it's lacking. It's lacking in the mention of Hashem is Melech. Bracha number 1, you say Hashem. Bracha number 1, Hashem is Melech. You have to also, that takes care of the technical requirement of mentioning Melech in bracha number 2, number 3. But you can't deny the fact that the Malchus is missing in bracha number 2 and 3. Therefore, to compensate bracha number 4, according to the second opinion, we really mention Hashem is Melech three times. We mention it, the bracha itself, bracha number 4 requires Malchus, and we mention Malchus another two times from bracha number, to compensate for number 2 and 3. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, Goleinu Yotzenu 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 Yotzenu, and then HaMelech HaTov. So in total, bracha number 4, we have 3 mentions of melech. For itself, to compensate for number 2, and to compensate for number 3. Now, there's a very big nafkamina between the 2 answers of the Gemara. According to the first answer of the Gemara, when you have a bracha smucha lechaverta, and you don't mention Hashem as melech, there's nothing lacking. There's no need to compensate. It's perfectly fine. But according to the second answer of the Gemara, whenever you're missing a mention of Hashem's name as Melech because of Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaverta, there is really something that's lacking. There's a technical halacha, and there is something which is deficient. You can't say Melech in the Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaverta because you've already said it in the first bracha. If you said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'olam in bracha number 1, so you're not going to repeat the word Melech in bracha number 2 and bracha number 3, because bracha number 2, bracha number 3 are brachos hasmuchos lechaverta, and being that you already said Melech in bracha number 1, you can't say it in bracha number 2, you can't say it in bracha number 3. But it still is missing, according to the second answer of the Gemara. It's lacking. And being that it's lacking, we have to somehow compensate. How will we compensate? In bracha number 4, we'll mention Hashem is Melech 3 times. We'll mention Melech for itself, bracha number 4. And we'll mention Akel Avinu. And then we'll say Hatov, HaMelech Hatov. Now I want to take this, Yisro, to explain something about other brachas smuch lechaverta. Yeah.
According to the first pshat, then why do you say it 2 extra times? If all you're doing is making up plus a malchus and stuff,
yeah,
you only need 1 extra melech. Why do you need it 3 times? Right, the first one and the fourth one would be for bracha itself, according to the first pshat. Second one should be, because now you say melech Hashem, why do you have a third melech?
You don't. You're right. According to the first of the Gemara, it could very well be that you don't have it. It was a different girsa, like you mentioned to me before when you came in the beginning today. There was a different text. The text of the fourth bracha, according to the Gemara's first answer, only had Hashem's mentioned twice, not a third time. So according to according to the second answer that you must compensate, that's why we have 3 mentions of melech. Now let me use this to explain. Let me give you 2 examples of where you have a bracha smuch lechaverta. Bracha satayra, according to Nusach Svart. What's the first bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'Tzivanu La'asoik B'divrei Torah. What's the next bracha? Harivna. Harivna Hashem Elokeinu is the race for us. Where's the bracha? Harivna is a bracha by itself. How come you don't say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? Harivna. So what's the answer? Because bracha number 2 is a bracha smucha lechaverta. But according to the Gemara's second answer, any time you have a bracha smucha lechaverta, you have to compensate. You have to mention Hashem as melech. So where are you mentioning Hashem as melech? So the answer is, I believe that is why, if you look at the nusach, you mention the answer is, if you look at the nusach of the bracha, look what we say in the bracha. Harav na Hashem lokein is the race for us to befeed. If you have chabeis shal vidya anachnu, vitzetzo einu, vitzetzo em chabeis shal kulanu, yode eishemecha. V'lom de sarasecha. What is this expression? Kulanu yode eishemecha. The expression yode eishemecha is a form of malchus. A bracha smucha lechaverta, you're not allowed to say melech. Because that's the rules. If you say Melech Olam once, you can't say Melech. It's not respectful to say Melech in bracha number 2. Bracha, but you still need to compensate. How do you compensate? You compensate with a theme of Malchus, not necessarily the word Melech. And therefore, in the bracha of Harevna, which is a bracha smucha lechaverta, which does not allow for a psicha, baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, but the Gemara concludes, although you don't say melech olam, but you have to compensate for the lack of mention of malchus, where are you going to air that concept? In the bracha itself, you're going to air that concept by mentioning a theme of malchus, kulanu Yodei Shemecha. We acknowledge your name. Yodei Shemecha is the theme of Malchus without actually saying the word Melech itself. I'll give you another example. Elokai Neshama. When do we say Elokai Neshama? So ideally it would be best to say Elokai Neshama after you say Asher Yotzah. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You recite Asher Yotzah. Then you recite Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam because it's a Baruch HaSmucha L'Chaverta. But the Gemara in the second answer says that's only the technical halacha. You can't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Elokai Neshama because Elokai Neshama Smucha L'Chaverta Asher Yotzar. But just because you don't say Melech, you're still lacking in the theme of Malchus. You have to make it up. You have to make. So where are you going to make it up? Look at the Nusach. The Nusach, where's Ribbono Olam? That's later on, that's right after all the Brachos HaShachar. So where do you make it up? You make it up in the Brach itself. Moida'ani lefenech Hashem Elokai, Riboin kol hamasin. Riboin kol hamasin is the theme of Malchus without mentioning the word Melech itself. So that's the only idea I want to bring out. It's the interesting Gemara, Daf Mem Tes. You have the Gemara, Birchas Hamas. The Gemara brings out a very powerful kind of Yisoid. The Yisoid is, when you have a Bracha, Hasmucha L'Chaverta, the second Bracha and even the third Bracha, cannot begin with the mention of Malchus. Because that's the way it goes. Bracha Hasmucha L'Chaverta, you say Bracha Hashem L'Chinu Melech Olam, it goes in all the Brachas. But just because it goes in all the Brachas, that does not excuse us from the theme of Malchus. So in Birchas Hamas, the solution is, when you come to bracha number 4, you're going to say, we're going to add, pair in, Nachamo Malchus, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu. We're going to add a Malchus, HaMelech HaToy V'HaNetiv. But when it comes to the other brachas, HaSmuchas L'Chaverta, where we don't have additional brachas coming right afterwards in order to allow us to compensate, we have to compensate in the bracha itself. How do you compensate in the bracha itself without violating the rule of adding the word Melech in the bracha itself? By mentioning a theme of Malchus. So in our two examples of the Harivda, we have Yodei Shemecha, and the bracha of Elokai Neshama, we have the theme of Riboin Kol Hamasim. Okay, we'll stop.